Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I think what you do is this is when you look back, and I just feel at this point in time in my career, these are things that excite me when I wake up in the morning to be able to figure out these projects, challenges. Yeah, I absolutely run to these challenges. The state of Illinois is amazing state. I have great respect and admiration for Governor Pritzker and all of our political leaders. And so it's going to be special to be able to come together and be able to turn around and say, look what we were able to do collectively. And because we did what we did and doing what we're doing, there will be people in the community whose life we made better.
What's nice now here on the Spiegel and Holmes show is that we know that Kevin Warren loves this song. We know it well because he said it to us right there in the hallway. He brought it up. It's one of the songs on my Kevin Warren Soul playlist on Spotify that I have since sent to the man. He has not responded, but folks, he
will.
That
song means you're cleaning today.
Is that what that song means?
That's in a lot of black families, that's on a playlist of, oh, it is 7:30 in the morning and you need to clean.
Oh, it's time to go, huh? Golden Time of Day by Maze and Frankie Beverly, and Zoom by the Commodores, and As by Stevie Wonder. Those are the three songs on my Kevin Warren Soul Spotify playlist that, again, the man has not responded to. I sent it to him. Thought we'd bond and just add some songs week to week.
That was going to happen.
Not just yet.
But it was nice to get some time with him, and you definitely see the charm at work. You can see how he has gotten to where he is.
For sure. And the business card is elite.
Yeah, I mean, the stock of that card.
Come on.
I know we need to get to this, but we can address this as a wolf pack. Alex and I were talking about this.
Yes.
Do you guys care about business card? Do you carry a business card?
I don't. And I haven't had one for a long time. I used to have a card in my wallet that simply said my card on it so I could give it to people. Like, here's my card. And I would give it to them just for the joke. Then I'd have to ask for them to give it back
to me. This is why you went to go see Naked Gun. Take a seat.
like, take a chair. I don't need a chair. I've got plenty of those at my house. You know what? I will take a chair. And she takes one at the end of the scene.
Tanny, do you have a card? Coach.
No. Coach! When I first got hired here, Andy, shout out to Andy, printed up a bunch of business cards for me. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then the company switched hands and ownership very soon after. So most of the stuff on the business card became null and void at that point.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It just didn't seem like it was useful.
But Alex and I were trying to figure out, like, is what's proper protocol now when exchanging information?
Give each other's cell phone. That's asking a lot.
That is asking a lot. Like, that's, I like that Kevin Warren still, if you're someone like him and you can get the card made on great stock, like he's got it made on, then yeah, you want to do that. Like, it's kind of a fun status thing. But now, do I wonder, do people just at you, like, do they say, oh, I'll follow you, I'll DM you,
maybe
and that's where you start with people versus the phone number, because the phone number kind of seems intrusive.
I gotta see, after having the Kevin Warren business card, it made me think about having a business card again, just so I could try to feel as good as about myself as he probably does on a daily basis. The strength of that card.
It's strong. Well, there have been some decisions made, well, kind of, on where the Bears are going and what they're focusing on. And these are all things that most of us kind of knew, but we needed the Bears to raise voice to it. So they did. This is Kevin Warren talking about the state of the Bears' new stadium.
One of the things I do want to start with is that we are still extremely focused on Arlington Heights, on building our stadium there. That's the plan. We strongly believe that is the only location in Cook County that will allow us to build a stadium, the new Chicago Bears stadium with a fixed roof. We're making great progress. We are now in the process of having weekly meetings with the leaders at the Village of Arlington Heights on a weekly basis. So those meetings are going well. We've been meeting
every week here for the last couple of months, and making excellent progress. The plan still is to proceed forward this year and hopefully receive a positive vote in a fall veto session from the Illinois state government to allow us to proceed forward with our project. The biggest item that remains, that has remained, is the fact of this mega project bill that was on the docket in the spring, but it was not put forth for a vote. But it's very, very important that passes, because without that legislation, we're not able to proceed forward. We stand ready. The stadium is designed. Like I said, we're meeting weekly with the village, and it's been good to work with Mayor Tenaglia. And the biggest issue that we have to realize, there's been some conversation that people have said this is a Chicago Bears bill. Would the Bears benefit from this mega project property tax bill from a property tax standpoint? Absolutely. But this is a jobs bill. And in the climate that we're in from an economic standpoint locally, but also from a national standpoint, but especially here in the state of Illinois, people need to be put to work. And you're talking about this stadium project would create over 56,000 permanent jobs, 56,000 construction jobs, 9,100 permanent jobs that it would create. So you're talking about putting people to work. So this is an economic bill that would give people jobs, allow them to work, to get to work. Yes, the Bears would benefit from it, but it's much more than the Bears benefiting from this bill. The entire state of Illinois would benefit from it. There are some certain guardrails in it. You have to make a commitment. You know, this is a commitment that you have to be in that location for 20 years. And these are big projects ranging from $100 million to $500 million. And it not only would benefit people here in the city of Chicago and surrounding areas in Cook County and Arlington Heights, but also all across our state. And we need to make sure that we put people to work. So that's been something that I just want to make it very clear on. We've had some fantastic meetings recently with labor, and some strong meetings there. They're supportive of this bill because it's a jobs bill. And as I said, when you start creating over 56,000 jobs on a construction standpoint, and 9,100 on a temporary basis that turn into be permanent jobs, long term over 9,000 jobs, that is serious, a serious positive opportunity.
All right, so what we clearly have here, because he gives you some very specific details, the fall veto session. So October is one more session and one more time for the state to gather and try to vote on this tax relief bill. And this tax relief bill is, in Kevin Warren and George McCaskey's mind, about the surrounding infrastructure of restaurants, retail, various public spaces, and things like that. And the governor has said that he would consider a bill like that. He said he doesn't want to financially help with the stadium, but he has told news sources that he might be open to the idea of state dollars helping the infrastructure around the stadium. So,
which is what a governor or a mayor should do.
Yes.
Is that you're going to have to build entryways, and there's going to have to be expansion of some streets and maybe of some expressways. Like there's some stuff that expressway ramps. Like there's going to be some stuff that has to be done from the state level if this is going to work. This is quite the pivot. Like politically, it's quite the pivot, because you if you go back a year ago, there was a pep rally at Soldier Field with them talking about wanting to build, and Brandon Johnson is clearly like hung on to the hope of the Bears doing something in the city, when it only made sense for the Bears to own their own property. And I'm glad to hear Kevin Warren give voice to that, yeah, we're the only people that can build the thing that we want to build, which is something that has a roof on it, because we want to make sure that we can get the dollars from it. The other thing is, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, no, because here's the thing, just quickly, about the pivot, you're right. This is publicly saying what we've all known was the growing momentum. Even when Mark Grody said it to the mayor last week on The Score, that there's just not momentum for what you want. And the mayor was like, yeah, you know, I agree. Because there isn't, because this is where they are.
I do wonder if in an honest moment, if Brandon Johnson is like, that wasn't great for me. Like he gave away a lot of political capital to kind of bend the knee to the Bears. It made him look terrible. And for people who were already like, I don't know if I'm going to vote for this guy the next time that he runs, it was something that damaged him, his credibility.
Interesting.
And I wonder if he feels burned by it, because everything was setting up. Like, and these are, it's funny because Kevin Warren, I'm thinking back to the interview, and Kevin Warren is talking about the same type of job numbers that Brandon Johnson was talking about in the interview that I did with him. And the thing is that I talked to a bunch of union people before the interview, and they said it doesn't, like, the union is protected. If the guys are in Cook County, they're going to be Chicagoans who have the job in Arlington Heights. It doesn't matter that the stadium itself is in Chicago or in Arlington Heights. Chicago people are going to be working on that project.
Well, they are clearly focused on Arlington Heights, and that's what they're doing. And now they're trying to get the money from the state to go along with their own investment to make it happen. And that's so obviously what they're doing. And George McCaskey was asked today about if Springfield is going along with the Bears enough at this point.
Is there any concern that it's taken this long, that you could have had this done a couple years ago?
No, these things take time. It's on us to convince the governor and the state legislators that this is a good idea for the people of Illinois, and we need to do a better job at that. This project can be, as Kevin said, transformative, and the concern is that delay means greater expense, and it also means that we're missing out on another round of assignment of major events. We need to get in the mix.
Right.
So they're hoping that happens now.
Which is why the dalliance with the city, I never understood it. I never understood it. To me, it was counterproductive to getting something done, to getting the shovels in the ground. Once you had spent the $200 million on the property in Arlington Heights, the city made zero sense from a business standpoint.
They were just using that. They were using the mayor and using the city to try to get a few things from Arlington Heights, like from the school board. And they did get some of those things. That's all they were doing. It was just politics.
I don't know. I don't think it was just politics.
Oh, it was Kevin Warren like falling in love with the city and all the romance.
That's what I think it is. I don't think it was just purely a political play. I think it was, man, it'd be really cool to do this thing here. But once you've already spent that money, it's sunk cost that you bought that land. And the idea of, well, we'll just flip that land and sell it for a profit, or we'll build something else up there.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get what they could from the school board of Arlington Heights
They were always going to get that. Like, both mayors have been like, we can't wait for the Bears to get here to Arlington Heights.
Right, but some other people, some non-mayor people, the school board and other people in Arlington Heights were not that way. They needed to be pushed around a little bit.
Well, the other part of the pivot is jobs, jobs, jobs. Like, this is what politicians have done for forever to try to get people's votes. It's what they will do for the midterm elections and then the presidential election coming up. They will do all of that. Jobs, jobs, jobs. How can we create jobs? Cam Buckner was on with us. He's part of the Illinois Assembly. And he said that the Bears still have a lot of work to do in Springfield.
They've said that Arlington Heights is the focus. Now, I think the question remains, though, what do they need to make Arlington Heights happen? Does that mean property tax legislation in the state legislature? Does that mean infrastructure money from the state government? If that is the case, then it makes the conversation a little different, because then you're asking folks like me, who represent Chicago, who don't want to see the Bears leave the city, to sign off on letting them go. Signing off, not just sign off on it, but pay to help them move. I think that that's problematic.
So my problem overall, and this is whether it's Cam Buckner or Mayor Johnson, I don't think that you should allow for the romanticism of the Bears being in Chicago city limits to keep you from making a move that might be beneficial for everyone. They'll have to judge on how beneficial it's going to be. I just don't like that emotional tether of, well, the Bears belong in Chicago and they should stay in Chicago. Because if you look around, there are plenty of teams that have a city on their helmet that they are playing not in. And it's fine. Both New York teams, the team in San Francisco, the team in Dallas, like,
Sure, but like, this is Chicago, Cam, and it's the mayor wanting to get something, having the handout and being like, well, what can we get? If the state's going to pass this bill, what can we get? And like, Kevin sold the mayor on this idea of doing it on the lakefront and still getting in bed because the mayor dreamt of some state money helping him with some city things, and he got used. He got flat out used.
I would imagine that hopefully there are some people who recognize that and let the mayor know that. But even last week, he was still kind of like clinging on
because he's desperate. But it was desperate.
But here's the thing: like, from a political capital standpoint, and I never understood this with Lori Lightfoot either. I don't think anyone's not going to vote for you because the Bears went to Arlington Heights. Like, and I feel like that's part of this. It's like, well, I want to be the mayor that keeps the Bears. Like, there are going to be other things that you're going to be judged on in the city. And to worry about something as superfluous as that, like, as something that you can stake to your reign as mayor of Chicago, mm-hmm. to me, it was a waste of time and a waste of credibility on both of the mayor's parts, Lightfoot and Johnson. And Johnson, if you remember, like, when he was talking last week with Layla and Marshall, there have been things that have been accomplished by his administration that he was crowing about. It's going to be hard for him, for people to look past the way he acted in trying to woo the Bears to stay in the city.
Kevin Warren was asked also today if the whole stadium thing ended up being harder than he thought so far.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, you think about it, that's why you build these stadiums once every 40 years. And so it's not for the faint of heart, but I've been here before. We have the best ownership, not only in the NFL, but in all the pro sports, who are supportive. And this is something that, from an energy standpoint, we all gain on the energy to think that the Bears in 105 years have never had their own stadium, which is rare when you think about that. And all the events that we're missing out on, like I said, from a Super Bowl standpoint. So it's been actually exactly what I had predicted it would be for us to work together. We got a really smart group of individuals who work here at the Bears. We have great consultants. We're coming together. And when you have the support of ownership, we can do anything. So we're right on target where I thought we would be.
Man, but it is a massive, massive pivot that has taken place.
Marry that statement to what George said, and I think there is some disagreement about it's gone exactly the way that you had envisioned it.
Well, but even George is talking about AAH as if it was the final play all along. And that's the way that Kevin's talking. Is that
I'm saying about the time part of it.
Yeah.
That's why George is talking about trying to get something done in this fall assembly, because they've kind of been wasting time, but whatever.
Kevin says he still wants to get shovels in the ground. If they don't get this bill in the October veto session, that will not be the case unless he does it in his backyard.